Welcome, everybody, to the Free Software Foundation's annual associate membership meeting. And I guess it's becoming more than just our annual associate meeting. It also seems becoming more of a planning session for the FSF. Luckily, to bring our board together for this event, we also generally have our FSF board meeting the following day. So tomorrow we have our board meeting. So it's really nice to have the opportunity to give our members a chance to speak with our board members and see what ideas percolate through and end up affecting our plans for the year ahead. My name is Peter Brown. I'm the Executive Director of the Free Software Foundation and have been since 2005. Since that time, we've been a growing organization. We've been doing more campaigning, as you've probably become aware. And I think what I'd like to do, because unfortunately our name badges aren't very clear, I'd like to ask some of the FSF staff members to stand up and introduce themselves so that during the day now you'll have an idea of who we are and know who to approach. John, why don't you stand up and introduce yourself? Great. And Kelly? Kelly's a new staff member this year.
Hi, I'm Kelly Hopkins, and I'm the operations assistant, and I'm the one who sends you all those t-shirts and books that you order off the website.
And Jeannie? And at the back here, we have two of our systems administrators and programmers. And anyone else here yet? Yeah. Brett.
I'm Brett Smith. I'm the licensing guru.
And we have two of our campaigns managers who are getting ready to do their presentation. They're coming in next. So we've been a growing organization. And you know, that's enabled us, through your support, to be more effective at what we've done. And funny, jumping back a year, is Jack Whitley here? Jack? What a year, hey? It's amazing. Last year's meeting. Jack was a member at last year's meeting. We were talking about, what is it? What should be our priority? And, we'd been working on DRM. And, I think even at this stage last year, we recognized that we were winning, that the arguments were coming through and the big labels were dropping DRM. And it was what's next? What do we do next? And obviously, the idea of software patents was discussed. And Jack said, "Hey, has anyone read this book by Ben Clemens? It's a really interesting book. You should read it. It sort of suggests that there's maybe we shouldn't be as fatalistic as we are about software patents. That maybe there is something we can do." And interestingly, of course, we now have Ben Clemens here today, who's going to be speaking about the End Software Patents campaign, and Jack's got Ben's book high up there. So, I guess for my mind, it's like, during the year at the FSF office, we're doing the work. We've got a lot of duties that go beyond the campaign's work, and so it's good for us as well to hear ideas. 2 years ago, we were talking about the Ithaca Free Software Group in New York. And that was a big inspiration to us to actually start campaigning more. So it seems like each year that we seem to be getting good feedback to allow us to move on and do something new and work out what our priorities should be. To that end, we've made more space at the end of the day for what we're calling our members forum. This is where we have the FSF board members sat along the front here and myself. And what we'd like to have you do is ask questions. If you have something, a point that you'd like to raise, some event that's happening or anything like that, please come up to the microphone, ask your questions. If it's looking like, what I'd appreciate actually is if you could come to probably myself during the day and give me an idea of the question you want to ask. We have some questions already lined up from the online members forum that people have been asking, passing to us for the past few months. So there might be some duplication, and it'd be nice to get as much covered in that session as possible. I think we have an hour and 40 minutes for it. So it's quite a sizable chunk of time, but I do want to make sure that we get a chance to get your input into our activities for the coming year. As I say, it's really nice that we have this our board meeting tomorrow to allow us to, you know, to immediately act upon some of those ideas, and that's really what happened last year. Thank you for sending the book.
Thank you.
Great. Okay, what else do I need to tell you about? Yes, we have two microphones on stands here. I broke the rule already when I introduced the FSF staff by not asking them to go to the microphone, but when you do ask questions, when someone says something and you're desperate to ask a question, please get up and go to the microphone. And the reason is that, unfortunately, although we have a worldwide membership, we're stuck here in Boston and we can't do an effective worldwide meeting without, you know, passing on an audio. So this audio is enables all the other members to listen in and find out what happened. So they want to hear your questions. It's very hard often to understand an answer if you don't hear the question. So please do make an effort to get up. And if that means you're delayed in getting your question in, don't worry about it, because we make sure that that everyone gets to have their say. But also, we are always pushed for time. I'm doing okay so far. And you know, we would definitely want to have questions at the members' forum, so don't feel that if you miss an opportunity to ask a question of any of our speakers that you've lost that chance. At later in the day at the members' forum, we'll have an opportunity to get your questions in then. So this year, we've called this meeting, because we have to call it something, I guess, we've called it Tackling the Big Issues. Last year, I think we had it, the upgrade, year of the upgrade, thank you. Which, of course, was referencing, you know, the V3 process. I guess we can reflect back on that and say, well, that worked out fairly well, thankfully. The licenses seem to have been pretty well received. We're seeing quite a lot of adoption from very important projects, and the recognition that GPL V2 is a great license. It is a great license, but beyond the political and philosophical ideas in GPL V3, you know, the things that we've had to tackle in that. Beyond that, there's the, you know, the issue that GPL V3 also improves legal language, makes a lot of technical improvements as well. And even though we're seeing corporations adopt GPL V3, not necessarily for our philosophy, they're doing it because of the advantages that whole process of updating the license has brought to us. So this year is the year, not the upgrade, that was last year, this is the year of tackling the big issues. And really that references the work that Ben Clemens is doing on our behalf through the End Software Patents campaign, and also is a reference to the ongoing work that maybe Henry Poole could be said to be the instigator of, which is how do we tackle, for freedom's sake, web services. Henry Poole, our board member, worked on the Affero license with Bradley Kuhn, our old executive director, and you know, that has done, you know, and that's ended up in the AGPL V3, and that's great. That means we can get you know, the source code for web applications. That's great to enable us to take our service and go elsewhere. But what's our general impression of web services, and how do we really tackle the philosophical issue? And Mako Hill later today will be talking about that. And I think, you know, that's another of the big issues that we face as a free software movement. How can we be free in a world where our computing is done online, where we've given up, you know, where people are being encouraged to give up local computing? Anyway, that's enough from me.